Sure. So the data that we see in this photo are of microfragments and microfibers. So those are the microfragments that are the pieces of plastic that are broken down from larger pieces of plastic. So they started one time as a plastic bottle or a bottle cap or a toothbrush or something like that. And over time, they've been broken down. And then the microfibers are the ones that I described, which we see in the lighter colors. And we see those microfibers that come from our clothes, from synthetic fabrics and things like that. So that's what we're comparing in this figure. And then we're comparing Marine Cove, which is a site that has far more impact, human impact in terms of tourism and research bases, and it's closer to all of the other continents and edge of the Southern Ocean, versus Borgen Bay, which is a site further down the Antarctic Peninsula, less impacted by humans, fewer tourists, actually virtually no tourists go there, and then also very few scientific bases there. So in theory, we would expect that Marion Cove would be less impacted than Borgen Bay, that we would see maybe perhaps more micro plastics and fibers and fragments in Marine Cove, and then fewer in Borgen Bay. And actually, what we see is a lot of microplastics over both of these sites. So if we look at the left side where we're looking at microfragments in the darker colors from Marion Cove and Borgen Bay, you can see we do actually see more microfragments in Marion Cove, and we actually see more microfibers in Marion Cove than we do in Borgen Bay. And that's sort of what goes along with kind of what we actually would expect. And we are not convinced that all of these microfragments and fibers are actually only coming from this human impact localized in this area. We think that many of the fragments are actually being transported from other places on our planet. So the ocean is one global ocean conveyor belt, and it's likely that water is moving in from other places as well. And then if we look further over onto the right of that figure, where we see at depth, so we see at 80 meters or more, comparing Marion Cove to Borgen Bay, we actually see more micro the micro fragments in the darker colors in Borgen Bay than we do in Marion Cove, which is an interesting thing. So there are more micro fragments, although it looks like there are more microfibers in Marion Cove at depth, but Borgen Bay is the much deeper bay that we talked about. And so it is very deep, upwards of 300 meters in some cases. And so it's likely that so perhaps some of these micro fragments are being pushed into the bay through oceanic currents and then are settling to the bottom of the bay, because the fjord is sort of like a big U shape at the bottom of the ocean there. And so the water doesn't circulate very well in that fjord. So perhaps some of these micro fragments are actually coming in and then sinking to the bottom of that fjord. So it looks like at the surface, we do see more plastics in Marion Cove than Borgen Bay. But when we look at depth, we actually see more fragments and at Borgen Bay than we do at Marion Cove. So sort of an interesting story. But overall, the takeaway here is that plastics are definitely in Antarctica, and they're definitely there in these ecosystems. And there's the potential then to have major impacts on the organisms that live in those systems.